Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. Now, the theme for this episode is a word anyone who's worked sales in a call centre has probably at least encountered, and some people will probably know it quite well. The theme I'm choosing in a word is outbound. Those who haven't worked in a call centre, let me explain. Most people have some experience with a company. And a lot of the times, we call the company, we need something from them. It might be we need to speak to customer service. It might be we need to make a complaint. It might be to chase up details for something. When you call a company, when you go through to their call centre, we call that inbound. But when one of the team calls you, that's called outbound. Now, this can be a positive thing. This can be someone promptly returning your call. But for some people, it might have other connotations. We'll come to those throughout the course of this episode. Outbound can be something that the customer requests. But for a lot of outbound teams, it's not a requested call. Not really. Sometimes there's a vague hint that the customer may have filled in some form somewhere. But generally speaking, outbound, from my own experience, I know other people's experience will differ. As they say, your mileage may vary. Outbound for me, though, was cold calling. And it's cold calling that I'm going to be talking about in this episode. So with that in mind, let me offer you a few thoughts just to set the scene for this episode's poem. The first thing is to ask you just to think about that word outbound. Think about cold calls that you might receive. What's your gut reaction? As a one-time salesperson, I appreciate how hard call centre work is. Well, actually, because I come from that background, admittedly many, many years ago, if somebody calls me, I'll usually, not always, but usually let them make their pitch regardless, because I know how tough their job is. To be fair, some companies genuinely do make cold calls that are honestly offering you something great, a better deal, a better rate. One of the problems that I've seen genuinely, a lot of people aren't particularly savvy when it comes to money or finances. And a cold call coming through about a savings account, a mortgage, you might just immediately class it as, oh, it's cold calling, it's bothering me. Normally you'd be right, but sometimes the cold call genuinely is offering you a brilliant deal and you just don't see it. However, for most of us, that example sounds like the exception rather than the rule. Cold calls, to most people, the words elicit quite a negative response. Here's the thing. The staff making those cold calls that we all hate know that. They're not stupid. They're not robots. They understand that when they call you in the middle of the soap opera, in the middle of the football match, or just at an awkward time, they understand they're intruding. They know that. They know that they're going to hear the word no over and over and over. Most salespeople accept that, but people making outbound cold calls, they recognize the majority of their calls will end in no, if they're lucky. Oftentimes their calls end in other, rather stronger words, but we won't dwell on that. People making these outbound cold calls know what they're doing is basically a numbers game. They need to call so many people until they finally get somebody who's in, and then someone who will maybe listen to what they're saying rather than immediately hanging up, and then maybe someone who'll buy from them. If you've had a cold call, have you ever thought about the person at the other end of the line, the person making the call? They really didn't get out of bed that morning thinking, I know, I'm going to phone people out of the blue and upset or annoy them. They didn't. Believe me, they didn't. I know that. Because I used to be one of them. It takes a certain kind of person to survive and thrive in a cold calling role. Now, any sales role has its challenges. Outbound is special. If you take a moment and think about it, what kind of qualities do you imagine you would need to survive and thrive in that kind of environment? Could you succeed in that kind of role? Now, maybe your response is you wouldn't want that kind of role, and that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fair. Just imagine you had to take on a new job, or that your current job changed markedly and it suddenly included outbound calling. How would you cope? I'm going to move on to the poem for this episode, which is one of the longest pieces that I think I've written. Should probably explain before I do that what an autodialer is. Dialing numbers, long complicated numbers, is a problem because, first of all, people will misdial. They'll type in the wrong number or they'll miss a number out because people are under pressure and doing things quickly. So rather than doing that, rather than spending the time on dialing the numbers manually on a keypad, an autodialer just does it for you. Usually, from friends who worked in call centres, from my own experience, admittedly many years ago, working in outbound, you press one button. That button starts your first call. And when you get to end the call, you press that button again and it ends the call. And it also triggers the next one. It's like getting onto the roller coaster. Once you start, you don't really stop until the end of your shift. It's constant. All of this is by way of background. This is me setting the scene. People who have maybe done outbound will probably know all of this. If you haven't done it, hopefully this gives you a little bit more of an understanding of what it's like. I'm going to move on to the poem for this episode, which is called Autodialer Blues. Logged in? Why not? Shift starts in 10 minutes. Aren't you ready? Aren't you excited yet? Manager already pacing up and down, clapping his hands together as the hands of the clock rush towards start time for the team. Fingers on the keyboard. Enter the password. Pull on your headset. Starting gun is fired. Click the big blue button to start the first call. First call's a bust. Nobody home. Don't let it dent your motivation. Manager prowling up and down the floor, looking at people's screens, searching for the right colour. Who has a blue screen? The sales screen, the screen with the magic script that tells you to sell. Not you. Why not? You've been making calls for over 10 minutes. Where's your urgency? The company needs its sales. Click the big blue button to start the next call. Two more busts. Another one not in and then one loud. No! That customer was pissed. Had four cold calls already this month. Man, but these leads are poor. Wonder which genius in marketing cooked these up. They'd make a damn sight more effort if they had to come down here and make the calls themselves. Manager talking about people who make excuses. He never did. And his team aren't going to, are they? You give him the no he wants. He gives you the look and says, crack on. Click the big blue button. Start the next call. Older person. Sounds confused. Unsure. Be your gran. Manager behind you doing some motivation. Sell, sell, sell! She can hear him and sounds alarmed. You frantically wave him away, but he doesn't go far and glares poisonously when you lose the sale. He mutters darkly, words like failure and consequences. You take a deep breath. Try not to imagine a day without a sale. Click the big blue button to start the next call. Finally, sell, praise be. Punch the air, ring the bell, get it written up quick. People can change their minds. Manager claps you on the shoulder, glares at the other folk in the team and demands to know why their last calls didn't get the right results. Suck up the dopamine while you can. Only as good as your last call. Pray it's the start of a streak. Click the big blue button to start the next call. Another bust. Then another sale. Guy beside you is two as well. Manager asks which of you is the better seller. Slaps the backs of your chairs. Wants to see you growl at each other. Wants the rivalry to spark. Calls you his gladiators. And tells you gladiators don't make friends while they're in the damn arena. It's all so hokey and fake. Guy beside you gives you the look though. Jesus, but he's actually buying into this crap. He wants the manager's praise, the bragging rights. Click the big blue button to start the next call. It's a bad one. 11 cold calls to them this month. Customer wants a manager. Try to convince them not to, but they're adamant. This is going to slow you all the way down. Manager glares as he picks up the call. Gives you the evil eye, while at the same time turning on the honey voice and the flowery words. Customer never had a chance. Guy beside you picks up another two. Gives you a grin as he races ahead. Can't help feeling deflated as he crows. Click the big blue button to start the next call. Energy slump. Coffee with three. Gulp down the magic potion and crack on. Nobody home. Time fleeing. Still not at target for the day. Console yourself with the knowledge that most of the team are in the same boat, but that won't cut anything with the boss. The company needs its sales, and he needs his bonus. The man's a machine. Tells you to sell, sell, sell. Tells you not to disappoint him. Click the big blue button to start the next call. Late surge. Three in a row. Now who's the manager's blue-eyed boy? Guy beside you has to swallow it. Hard not to rub it in. One more for target. Only an hour of shift left, but there are more customers answering their phones now, and that means opportunities. Don't like to admit the acceleration. Success is a buzz. Success is a drug. Going for gold in the time that's left. Click the big blue button to start the next call. 2 minute warning. It isn't gonna happen. One was all you needed, but nobody biting. Then a call connects. Grumpy guy. Does it sound in the mood for a chat? You make sure you get words like money and discount in fast before he does the sensible thing and hangs up on you. Hook him in tight. Last minute winner. Let out the breath you didn't know you were holding. Manager gives you a nod. Click the little red button to exit and step off the roller coaster for the day. A few thoughts to follow up that poem. So that was one of the longer ones I've written, and I felt the pace should start to build a little as I went through it, because that's what outbound can be like. When you're chasing a target, things start to speed up as you move towards the end of the shift. So I'm describing a certain type of call centre culture here. First thing to think about is, does this sound negative to you? I'm going to be honest, I've worked in this kind of environment, and it can be tough. And it probably isn't for everyone. But when you all share the same challenges, you all empathize when one of the team gets a truly awful customer, someone who yells at you, someone who abuses you over the phone, you probably would never have to put up with this in most office jobs, but for outbound, this is just part of the role. How would you feel? Taking an absolute barrage of abuse on a daily basis, coming into the office or logging on at home, knowing that at some point, the odds are you'll be told no at an increasingly loud level of volume, or be told to bleep off or other such invective on a fairly regular basis. Could you cope? More importantly, would you be able to keep turning up for more? That kind of thing, that shared experience, it really can bring people together. Of course, it can also lead to bad habits. Cigarettes, coffee, snacks full of sugar. One memorable day, a manager who was new to the role of sales came in and had told everyone in her team that tomorrow was motivation day, and she turned up with five bags of sweets. So everybody got like a huge mountain of sugary sweets dumped on their desk, with big cans of energy drinks all over the place, because she was determined her team would be the energy team. This kind of thing is normal for outbound. The kind of negative, the darker side of this, I guess, solely from my own experience, is that some, not all, but some managers can be very, I guess, old school is maybe the right phrase to put it. Their attitudes are not particularly progressive. They do motivate by shouting, by yelling. They do go down either absolute praise or abuse. It does still unfortunately happen, although thankfully it's nothing like as common as it might once have been. One of the problems here is that sometimes in contact centres in particular, a new team leader or even team manager is chosen from the floor. Now, some people in contact centres have a phenomenal skill set. They are really good at a wide array of things, but sometimes they're not, and they have no actual experience other than selling. So they have no experience in managing. And the end result is the only way they know how to manage people, how to motivate them, is to yell or to bribe. This does not a happy environment make. It can be tough. But the one thing I would say is for people who've done this for a while is it can also be addictive. When you hit target, it is the greatest feeling in the world, especially when you've had to fight, battle and scrap for every sale you've got. You do feel you've earned your money when you walk out the door. So I hope that offers a glimpse into an industry that many people have been affected by, in the sense of they've received cold calls, probably don't know a lot about it. Hope you have also enjoyed the poem and that you'll join me again in the future on another episode. Until then, take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Workwords, is now available to purchase on Amazon.